This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you on. My playlist today features current hits from Ghana, Kenya, Tanzania, Senegal, South Africa, Uganda, and Nigeria. And this is a first. It has been curated by my Kenyan broadcast journalist, colleague, and regular contributor to the show, Bill Odidi. Now, at the back half of the hour, we've got Drop the Needle with American University student Ruby Berg-Naughton. And Word on the Tweets keeps you up to date on American entertainment news. Then Bill comes back again with a feature on the unique soundtrack of a fashion footwear brand, Tombo Shoes, with Kenyan-born designer Edem Jimbo. Finally, at the very back half, we dig into the results of the Grammy 2024's Best African Music Performance category and more with Chief Curator of the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, California, Jason Emmons, and journalists Po Chikudo, Prince Benjamin, and recording artist and governor of the D.C. chapter of the Grammy Awards, Tolu Yeboah, a.k.a. Tolumide. All of these guys joined me by phone throughout the week to share their thoughts and reactions and pockets of expertise on the Grammy Awards. So that's it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting off in Ghana, thanks to Kingsley and his awesome PR team. Hey, Kingsley. For Black Sheriff, here is Blacko's brand new single, Zero, featuring Mabel. Yes, that was Black Sheriff with this brand new single, Zero, featuring Mabel. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we are moving over to Nigeria with Neka. The song is Back and Forth. It's a single from 2023.
I have been around the world. I am searching for the one who is right for me. I have come to understand if I didn't look for me, I would have never been able to see you.
If I lost my soul, back and forth, it never would. fell for those. You see, we tend to judge people with a different point of view, thinking that they should grow up. But it's sweetest got a job to do, and I got some more work to do. And the music in it all is that everything's okay, because I had to fight the fight.
Nigeria. I'm Heather, and we are now moving to two songs back to back. This first one is Champion from Uganda by the singer Azawi. Her real name is Priscilla Zawede. And after that, we're going to hear Tyla, Truth or Dare.
Champion from Africa, winging away. Yes, I am.
My God.
Guys, so we're going to now listen to a cut from Baba Mal's 2023 album, Being. This album is about all kinds of ways of being, from Africa, a songwriter, being romantic, realist, being online, etc., etc. But this particular song is simple. It says, I'm pleased, I'm happy. I'm happy to sing this song. Pleased to dance this dance. If you're happy, just join me and dance.
Allah and the great deep and God that Sen har man hoppat, lampan är vänd och kod upp. Djupet och dränd, papper en tjol och jabbe. Fafko bänd och sraban, en tjol och massella. Kodigal kumunyal, kodigal kumunyal. Kodigal kumunyal, kodigal kumunyal. Djul och jump, murum, bellum och maulus och kurum. Bien, bien, vad det är jag får mig hela tiden med det jag får. Kokala mig kåk och jimtå, gal, jaran, gade fefå. Han tar det lafå, han tar det lafå.
Baba Mal from Senegal. Now, from Baba Mal to Blinky Bill in Kenya, this is a cool tune. It's called Get That Paper. And he says of this song, funk meets hip-hop and jazz on this track, and it is about getting your hustle on.
Fashion killer under 14, tell I'm on a trooper. Nasi pundi poopa, looking at the time, put it in the line, hey, something in the air, it's a magical chaser. Not a siski, hebu pump it again. Government keys and a bathroom priest. Oh yeah, wake up, time to get the paper. Oh yeah, wake up, time to get the paper. Oh yeah, wake up, time to get the paper.
It's taken from his third album, We Cut Keys 2, which was mostly made in Nairobi during the onset of the pandemic. Now, we are going to listen to two more tunes before we get to the second half of the show, which, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, begins with the Drop the Needle. And then we've got Word on the Tweets. Then we have another feature by Bill Odidee on the soundtrack of Tombo Shoes. And finally, a big discussion with multiple people about Tyla's big win at the Grammy Awards and the Grammy Awards itself and what that means for Africa. But before we get to that, we have more music. This is Diamond Platnumz with his song, it's called Zuena. It's about a woman who forgets about her family and then starts drinking and spending all her time in clubs after the death of her husband.
Toka ulipotuacha, moto tia nazidiwa. Bibi pressure, pressure, na yakatangulia. Bado tukuombe, ulale salama pema. yako moyoni na dukuduku, natamani kusema niseme zile mali usia usotusia tuligawa sana ma zue na zote tukampatia tushwe ndugu lawama ila zue na kaka amebadilika sana yani shemlake bizuwa leo sio yule wa jana natamani ungemwona
zue na
japo ungemwona
zue
kidogo tungemwona
zue
chotara sio tena chosimangara ngozi kechukua we mzungu anavuta na sigara mara boko mara nyamara anachezesha tumia mara utwa na isukua kipeperungu tena peko bila ndara azuwena squeeze na bandika kombe
zuwena
zuwena mipaso kama yote
zuwena
zuwena lipashika tundo jirani atajitambui
zuwena
yani kalewa tafarani kautwika mbui
zuwena
zuwena sote na uibade na dini sadaka chingi ya saidie squeeze kageuka pedeshe wa mjini kutunza bendi wa msifie na lile gani la kuhurithu wa babu la kulishia ngombe squeeze kama kwato kwenye vilabu lina bebe ya poge mama tete kitandani Nata kuja kumona Panando kumleke
Nata mani uke mona
Suwe na Japo uke mona
Suwe
na Kitago tuke mona
Suwe na
Unge mona
Suwe
na Unge mona
Suwe
na Suwe na
Suwe
na Unge mona
Suwe
na Suwe
na
Suwe
na
You're listening to Music Time in Africa. It's me, Tashoma Mtiku from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Salam to you. Peace unto you.
Okay, we've got one more song before we end the playlist. This one is Therapy by Ghana's Stone Boy and featuring Nigerians Oxlade and Tiwa Savage.
Only because of you, I could find trouble. Yeah, yeah, God.
I go love you like I do. Then if it change the way I feel, oh baby. Pality, principality, I'm gonna rub up on you, but my own be say I go love you like I do. Then if it change the way I feel.
Oh, that to me,
that should feel like that.
It is the bottom of the hour. Time for Drop the Needle. This is Heather Maxwell, and I am with Ruby Berg Naughton, a student from American University. How you doing, Ruby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Did you listen to the show?
I did, yeah.
All right. And you think you can answer these this little quiz when I drop the needle?
I feel pretty good about it.
All right. Here's number one. What do you say?
I think that's Loliwe by Zahara.
Yes.
South Africa.
Perfect. That's amazing. That's great. Yes, great. We're all saddened because she passed away only a couple months ago and she wasn't very old. We were all sad about that. But
yeah. Disappointing.
I know. All right. Here's number two. Okay.
This sounds like Shoe by Diamond Platnum.
Yes.
Featuring Speechless.
Terrific. And do you remember where Diamond Platnum's is from?
Tanzania.
Yes, ma'am. Wow, you're doing great. One more. One more. Here we go. You're my true lover.
I think this is Holy Ghost by Omalay.
You're right.
The Nigerian singer.
Yes. You got 3 out of 3.
Yay.
Yeah,
thank you.
That is awesome. I'm very proud of you and very pleased.
Thank you.
So tell me, was it hard to listen to and memorize that stuff, or was it pretty easy? Have you heard of any of it before?
You know, it was not too hard. In fact, one of the songs that was played, I have heard many, many times and listened to it a lot on Spotify. So
really?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Me and You, but it wasn't played.
Oh, yeah.
By Tam.
Yeah. You like her?
I do, yeah. She's a great artist.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. Awesome job. Thanks, Ruby.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. VOA.
You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are congratulating Usher and Victoria Monet. They lead the pack of NAACP Image Award nominees in the music recording categories. Victoria Monet has 6 nominations, including Outstanding Album for Jaguar 2, while Usher has 5, including Outstanding Male Artist. The NAACP Image Awards airs on BET March the 16th. And the 2024 Billboard in Women Award honorees have been announced. Ice Spice will receive the Hitmaker Award. Victoria Monet will receive the Rising Star Award. Kylie Minogue will be celebrated as an icon. Tims will be receiving the Breakthrough Award. Mara Morris and Charlie XCX will also be honored. The Billboard Women in Music honors goes down March the 7th. You can go to billboardwomeninmusic.com. And if you're looking for new music to enjoy over the weekend, check out Ice Spice's new one, Thank You the Ish Fart. J-Lo and Latto are coming together for the Can't Get Enough remix, and Justin Timberlake's new one, Selfish, is available for download. If you want more information about these and other stories, I am across social media at VOA Lady DJ1. That's all for now. Until next time, peace.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We are at the back half of the hour now, and this next feature is by Bill Odidi. Now, in case you're just joining us, he was also responsible for curating today's playlist, doing double duty. Now he has this for us.
Thanks, Heather. Greetings from Nairobi. This is Bill Odidi. Now, we know that African music is now a global phenomenon. But what happens when you combine popular genres, and we know them, Afrobeats, Amapiano, and even Kuduro, with a footwear brand designed to connect with African music? Now, that's the story of Kenyan-born designer Idem Jimbo. He's based in Dallas, Texas, and he's the creative brains behind the Tombo brand of shoes. We'll find out a little more from Idem himself and listen to some of the songs released under the Sounds of Tombo, such as this one.
I'm
That's the story of a young African girl who follows her dream to become a professional dancer despite the objections of her parents. And that song is part of the Sounds of Tombo, a combination of music and fashion. The brainchild of Idem Jimbo. But who is Idem Jimbo and when did this love for music start?
I was born in Kenya, grew up in Homa Bay.
Wait, when are you born?
81. So my love for music, that started from my dad, you know, yeah. When you're young and your dad is playing all these cassette tapes. So all the music that he used to play, all the Hugh Masekela, the Michael Jackson, Michael Bolton, all the African stuff he used to play, right? Kabongo, yeah. Man, like, yeah. You know, that used to make the ride exciting. Between 16 and 20, you know, I dabbled into rap a little bit. Me and my friends formed a little rap group, right? That didn't go far. But when I came to the States, when I started Tombo, I was like, you know what, let me go back to my roots. And I love music. Yeah. I'm rusty. I may not be able to do what I wanted to do, but let me find people that are good at it and work with them.
One of those people that you've worked with is Kenyan artist Makadem, who also plays the famous stringed instrument, the Nyatiti. But how did that collaboration come about?
One of my friends here in Dallas, mm-hmm. Sent me his music one day, like, yo, man, this is a guy from Kenya, man. He's from the same tribe as you. He's a Luo guy. And he sent me a song called Salam. And, oh, my gosh, I used to play that song all the time. In my car, in my house, I would play that song all the time. And then when I was looking for the first Kenyan artist that I wanted to collaborate with, I wanted it to be really authentic. I wanted it to be original and different. I was like, damn, this guy, Makadem, he's got this authentic style. He's got the Nyatiti music that he plays. Why not collaborate with him? And then when I reached out to him, I found out that we share the same story as creatives. And he was excited to work on it. And I will tell you today that has been the most successful song I've done.
Makadem and Ban Piende featuring a DJ from Denmark called Fafa. That's from the project The Sounds of Tombo. And that is why we're speaking to the creator of that brand, Idem Jimbo, on the line from his home in Dallas, Texas. What's the story, by the way, behind this name, Tombo?
When I play basketball, instead of calling me Dikembe Mutombo in the States, don't call me Tombo. So one day, you know, I put my real name, it said Adam. And then, you know, an argument broke. I'm like, yo, who's Adam? You know, so to see who's next up to play. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, I'm Adam. They're like, nah, man, you Tombo. Like, get them off and put them. So I was trying to come up with a name that's unique, yeah, and different, that identifies me. You know, the Tombo brand is about embracing yourself and your culture. And mine is African, so I took that and ran with it. And it's got a nice ring to it.
Now, Idem, you're also the creative director of the Africa Music Magazine Awards, popularly known as the AFRIMA Awards. What exactly do you do in that role?
I'm in charge of production for all the creative work that goes up on the screen, uh-huh, for the sequence of how the show goes by. So I'm exposed to not only the nominations, every artist that's coming. So yeah. I love all genres of African music. I promote, you know, Makadem, I do Amapiano, I do all sorts of music. I just talk to people, they recommend, and I listen and I vibe with them. I feel like you're tied to what the brand is trying to do. I'll work with you. It doesn't matter how big or small you are.
That is the collaboration between The Sounds of Tombo and the Angolan producer Jose Beats, creating the Kuduro Beats for the African shoe brand Tombo. Earlier, we spoke to the genius behind that amazing design and the music, Idem Jimbo, from his home in Dallas, Texas. I'm Bill Ojidi, and I'm stepping out in my Tombo branded shoes right here in Nairobi as I hand you right back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I really want to see those shoes you have on and find out how you can get me a pair, too. We're going to talk after the show. Now, the new category of Best African Music Performance produced its first winner at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards that happened last weekend in Los Angeles, California. Water by South Africa's Tyla took the trophy, as probably all of you already know. She beat out Asake and Olamide with their Ama Piano, Burna Boy's City Boys, Davido featuring Musa Keys' Unavailable, and Ira Starr's Rush. So, in the wake of the Grammy Awards' new investment in African music as this competitive category, I caught up with Jason Emmons in Los Angeles at the Grammy Museum. Now, he is the chief curator there, and he gives us an inside perspective on the matter. Let's listen.
Where do you see African music going in, well, in the Grammys, in the Grammy Museum, the Recording Academy, and then also just in, you know, pop music on a global stage in general?
Yeah, I think African music is just going to get bigger and bigger. I think for many people, particularly in the United States, they may just be becoming more and more aware of it. Sunday night at the Grammys, that was the first time that an Afrobeats artist, Burna Boy, has performed on the Grammys, really a sort of a key moment. And they've put out a new award for that, Best African Music Performance, to note the fact that the genre is growing so much. So I think this is just the beginning of something that will be even on a larger global scale.
At the museum currently, is there anything that we can see of, say, Angelique Kidjo? She's won several Grammys. Or maybe Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Paul Simon decades ago. Is there anything that reflects those successes in the museum currently?
It pains me to say no, but that doesn't mean it won't happen in the near future.
I think you're right. I think it is going to happen in the near future.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's really important. More and more people are listening to it. I think there's always, for our visitors, it's a hunger to sort of find new kinds of music to listen to. And I think that's part of the growth of African music, is people constantly looking for something new. And yeah. It's not that music is new. It's been around for quite a while now. But I think there's just a much greater awareness of it now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier off camera that you and your daughter attended the Grammys. Did she or you find that the performance by Burna Boy and Tyla, their presence there was exciting?
Oh, incredibly exciting. We, sitting in the audience, we were on the floor. And so seeing the musicians come out at first, before they're on camera, you know, was intriguing us, the way that they were dressed. And then, you know, seeing them live, really exciting. I mean, I think, one, it's such a memorable moment for that genre, but also a great performance, both with Brandy and 21 Savage.
I think a lot of people were surprised that Tyla won, even though she deserves it. I mean, she's an amazing artist. Her music is terrific. Her performances are great. But I think a lot of people were expecting one of the other more veteran Afrobeats artists from Nigeria to win that. That seemed to be a pretty big shock for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the excitement of the Grammys, right? Like, you never really know if somebody will pull it off. And I think you could feel her own surprise and also thrill at winning it. I mean, she's only 22 years old.
I know.
Her first album hasn't come out yet, but that single is so good. Water is such a great song. It's so infectious. I'm not surprised she won, but seeing Jimmy Jam give her that award and the joy that she took in that moment was really, I thought, one of the highlights of the Grammys.
Oh, that's nice. Well, Jason, it has been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Heather, great talking to you.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yeah, all right. Hey, guys, you know, do that, will you? Get on my YouTube channel and check stuff out. I think you'll like it. This is Heather Maxwell. We are at about 45 minutes into the hour. Now, on the topic of the Grammys and who won and how people felt, we just heard from Jason Emmons out there at the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles. Now, I also spoke with three other music artists, and I'm going to play those conversations right now to give you a broad perspective. first with Mpo Chikudo from South Africa. He's in Johannesburg. And then we're going to hear from Prince Benjamin in Accra, Ghana. And finally, we'll hear from Tolu Yeboa, a.k.a. Tolomide. Let's get to it.
Tyla was the star of the show. Overnight, she became the face of African music. And no offense to the people who came before her, but I'm still hung up on the Billboard 100. I think it was a tremendous coup for her to make the chart. She obviously has talent in spades. And I think the whole country down here, we just celebrate. It's a win for South Africa, but I think it's also a win for Ghana as well. Her producer, Sammy Soso, I think we'll be charging more. It's just testament to the talent that we have in this country, the talent that we have in Ghana and the continent at large.
Well, I was actually surprised that Tyla won, not because she isn't wonderful and beautiful to look at and listen to. She's exciting, she's young, she's fresh. But all the other guys, Afro Beats, you know, from Nigeria, they were all from Nigeria, except for Musa Keys, who did the collaboration with Davido. But who would have thought, right?
Who would have thought? People have been rooting for Davido. People have been rooting for Burna Boy. But she did great.
Well, I'm happy for you and all of South Africa. Congratulations to you all. I would have been happy if someone from Nigeria won as well, but she deserves it.
I was rooting for Davido as well. I think that Unavailable is an amazing track, and I'm a huge fan of Musa Keys as well. But we need to hand it to Tyla. She did very well.
All right. Well, Mpo, thank you very much for your thoughts. As always, it's nice to talk to you and hear your perspective from there in Johannesburg.
Thanks so much, Heather. God speed.
I think it was exciting that Tyla won. It was a surprise to a lot of us in West Africa because we are unofficially the headquarters for Afrobeat. So we were a bit surprised. However, there was an amapiano influence in the song. So I guess it's only right that it went to South Africa. Nigerians were heartbroken that Davido couldn't pick up an award and lost to Tyla in that category because Unavailable was also a viral song. Mm-hmm. But Tyla's song was on the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10, having been released in July 2023. It stayed on American radio for a long time. Tyla is backed by Epic Records, a division of Sony Music. I mean, she's got the machinery.
Yes.
Her song has three cultures in it. It's got R&B, it has Afrobeat, it has amapiano as well. And for Ghanaians, our consolation really is that the producer for the song is Ghanaian. He's called Sami Ewuku, and he is a British Ghanaian. So that's exciting for us as Ghanaians, but we would really want one of our artists to be nominated next year.
Yeah.
Because Harvey Mason Jr., the CEO for the Recording Academy, was in Ghana when he was touring Africa last year. And it was when he returned to the U.S. that they made the announcement for that new category, Best African Music Performance. So yeah, it's only right that a Ghanaian is nominated and picks up an award hopefully next year.
That's right. Yeah. I do remember now that he was there in Ghana, and that was partly what inspired this new music category. So you guys have to represent next year, if not the year after. But let's hope for next year. Ghana, High Life, Drill.
Or Drill.
Yeah.
Afrobeat.
So, yes. But in the meantime, stay with it, stay together, and stay happy there in Accra.
All right, Dr. Heather Maxwell, thank you for the opportunity. Always lovely talking to you.
Yo, hello, people. This is your lady, Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
All right. Hey, guys, we're near the end of the hour, but we have one more person to hear from about the Grammys and how people feel about it. Now, this is Tolu Yeboa, best known as Tolumide. She is a Voice of America colleague, but also a recording artist, singer-songwriter, and Grammy governor and voting member. Here is her perspective on the win of the Best African Music Performance category and how voting works in the Grammys. And we'll conclude with a sample of her own music to round out this hour.
Yeah, well, I'm excited and happy for
Tyler. It definitely created quite a bit of buzz on the continent and also here in the States.
Now, you being Nigerian and American, were you a little slightly disappointed just because of, you know, patriotism?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. I think I definitely was rooting for the Nigerians. I did feel like we were ever present, being that there were about four or five nominees, so many Nigerians.
Mm-hmm. Now,
which one takes the prize?
Yeah. You, as also a performer, singer, songwriter, based here in Washington, D.C., at the Voice of America, but you are also a voting member on the D.C. chapter of the Grammys.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes, I'm a voting member.
And so how does that work exactly?
So as a voting member, you would have to have music credits that account for your, you know, music expertise, whether in producing or songwriting. And then you'll have to get recommendations, and then the Academy will check.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the recommendations, then they review. And if you do meet the criteria for being a member, then they approve you. Then you you become a member, and it's an annual membership. Last year, I got elected to be a governor on the board for the Washington, D.C. chapter, so I'm equally just as honored for the opportunity to serve my peers and my colleagues.
That's
advocacy and finding.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So in terms of the Grammy Awards that happen every year, so every chapter in the United States, then its members vote, and that is what decides on the winner. Is that how that
yes.
works? And how many chapters
yes.
are there in the United States?
I believe there are 12 chapters.
Well, since I have you on the line, what is the yeah. latest single or release that you have put out yourself? What's the title?
Oh, well, my latest single, actually, I have two. One is entitled Throwback, and the second one is entitled Natural Me, which is about hair and how whatever we do to accentuate our beauty naturally makes us unique and ourselves. So,
you're advocating for that.
Yeah.
Tolumide, thank you so much for your input and your insight and your music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much for always repping music mm-hmm. across the continent, you know, African music, and look forward to hear more. You know, thank you so much. Shout out to everyone listening, my Niger family, my African family, Canadian family, American family.
Awesome.
One love.
Say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to meet you again next week. And also a big thank you to Ruby Berg-Naughton for playing Drop the Needle, to Bill Odidi and his guest Edom Jimbo, and also to Bill for providing this week's playlist. Of course, a big thank you also to Jason Emmons at the Grammy Museum, to Mpo Chikude, Prince Benjamin, and Tolumide. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.